tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
I was thinking, since it's a new season and stuff, maybe we should have like a new song for our podcast.
What?
Well, yeah, because we don't even really have a theme song.
Yeah.
And we've just had the same intro, and now it's time.
Yeah.
I'm just getting tired of that.
All right.
I wrote some little short ditties.
Oh, sweet.
I wrote three of them. I want you to listen to them and then tell me which one you like best.
All right.
All right, here's the first one. It goes. This is the best and greatest podcast in the world. Tagcast. A long time ago, me and my brother Gatch.
Wait a minute, dude. I really like that, but I think that's already a song, isn't it? Isn't that Tenacious D's?
What? Tenacious D has a song about the Tagcast?
No, not about Tagcast. They got a song about the greatest song in the world, tribute or whatever.
Oh shit! Maybe I subliminally.
Yeah, you must have. Were you listening to it that day? Maybe.
No, but I've heard that song about four times. Well, fuck. Okay.
All right, you got another one.
Yeah,
right?
I got this other one. Okay, it goes. Tonight there's gonna be a tag cast somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be trouble.
Wait.
Cause Terry and Gatch are around. Somewhere out on the internet.
Wait, what? That's a song too.
Dude, it is not. There's only 12. Who has a song about the Tagcast podcast?
That's Thin Lizzy.
Who?
Thin Lizzy.
I love Thin Lizzy.
I know. They didn't
bands.
Have a song about a Tagcast. They had one about Jailbreak.
Fuck, man. I'm 2-0. Or 0-2, whichever way you want. Okay, well, this is the last one.
All right.
I got one more.
All right.
Hopefully I didn't steal
this
one.
Yeah, third time's
a
charm.
Okay. The Tagcast podcast on the internet. Two of the all-time losers bringing you podcast death. We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. In case your tractor hits a cow, it's the Tagcast podcast.
Wait. That's Aqualung, right? Or Locomotive Breath.
What's Locomotive Breath?
Right, Jethro.
Oh,
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull. Well, fuck, man.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you had the sponsors and everything in there, and that's.
So I'm doing okay on the lyrics then?
Yeah, the lyrics are awesome, but I think you must have been listening to Random in your sleep.
Well, then what are we going to do, dude? I brought my guitar and everything, and now we'll just have to do the original. Fuck. All right, roll it.
And now, once again, it's time for the Tagcast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The Tagcast podcast starts right now.
I spilled it. Mother, dude, I got you. Hold on.
It's a party.
I got Jaeger on my board.
Woohoo!
I got Jaeger on my board.
Jaeger
on my board.
Where's the seatbelt on this thing?
Jaeger on my board.
Jaeger.
I got Jaeger on my board.
Jaeger.
The Tagcast podcast. Jaeger on my board. Welcome to Monday, everybody. A little Sugar Tooth in the background. This is the Tagcast podcast. We're cracking a freshie. And it's Wednesday. Get out, do some humping across the table here. I got sticky fingers. We got my co-host sitting across the table.
Oh, what's up?
He's got sugar in his teeth, too.
I do. I was going to see you. You said, do you know what you said here a second ago?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I got.
He said.
Jaeger on my board.
Yeah, but then you said, hello, everybody. It's Monday.
It's not Monday, it's hump
and then,
day.
And then, yes, yeah, you said, it's Monday, it's hump day, welcome everybody. And then you wiped your fingers off, and then you said, it's Wednesday, everybody.
I'm fucked up, dude. You just wait till the end of the episode, I'll be saying, it's Saturday, and I just had a Chibachoo, and everything's cool.
Yeah.
So it's Monday, it's Wednesday, it's Friday.
And he's are you playing Tool?
No.
That's
Sugar
what
Tooth.
I knew it wasn't.
Sugar Tooth. Because our guest here, well, you better introduce yourself first.
Oh, I'm Gatch. Gatchalapagola guy.
That's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Jerry Murphy in the hizzy today.
Uh-huh.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jerry.
What's going on, Jerry?
I don't know, man.
You got Jaeger on my board.
He introduced me to
Sugar Tooth. And then he has a bottle of sugary cinnamon liqueur, which will give you a sugar tooth if you're not careful. And he's got Mountain Dew with real sugar.
Real sugar.
Real good.
Throwback.
Yeah. And he brought a Chibachoo. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Chibachoos.
I am not.
Go to www.chibachoo.com. Chibachoos. .com.
It looks like one of those, kind of looks like one of those truffles, turbo truffles.
Yeah, it's a fucking
except it's like the reverse action.
Have you ever had a turbo truffle, though? Man, you down a couple of those, man, you will be flying.
Yeah.
That's a rock star.
This is a quad.
Why do you need to add freaking fuel to the fire?
Dude, I had three rock stars last night, about 12 shots of Jaeger.
Dude, you need to drink some water. You need to hydrate.
Yeah, and instead you're just making him suck down Jaeger.
I didn't make him. I don't make anybody do anything, man. What are you talking about?
Okay, so this Chibachoo, it was first place in the 2011 High Times Cannabis Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you could smoke chocolate, but whatever.
Dude, you can freebase anything except for asbestos.
This has 70 milligrams of THC plus or minus 10%, which is a pretty good whatever. And keep away from children.
Dose.
And here's a Chiba tip. Place the hot, sticky Chibachoo in the freezer 5 minutes.
And don't leave it out where your pets can get a hold of it.
Yeah, because they'll get all fuckered up. Yeah, if you're tired of them scratching around and wanting to get out, just give them a Chibachoo.
Yeah. So what's your opinion on... Did we talk about this last episode about over-anxious cats? Overexcitable cats that don't know the difference between playing and clawing the fuck out of you.
We talked about that cat that attacked Pat Wambacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that, Jerry? If a cat won't let you pet it, and it is your pet, and you want it to be your cat, and you want to pet it, should you just fucking, dude, you're an outdoor cat now. You stay outside.
No, you put it in its place. You throttle the thing and let it know who's boss. Just like if your kid comes up and bites you. You know what I mean? You bite him back and says, how'd that feel,
So you're doing the old Homer Simpson thing, right?
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah. I was talking to Pat the other day, and I was having a pretty good thing because we're, he likes to talk about Survivor.
He does not.
He does, because that's what he...
He said he threw up in his mouth a little bit when he walked past.
He likes to tell me about that. And so the other day... I always respond with what I'm watching.
See, if you can't get into that thing, you're too far gone already. It's not recommended.
That's right.
Yeah.
After 24 seasons.
I always try to tell him, he was telling me about having to watch Survivor, and I told him my thoughts on the episode. Just because I'll play right back at it, you know?
Oh,
that episode was horrible. It was one guy just totally being drama.
Because you actually watch it.
Yeah. And I was watching the Guinness World Record show. Have you guys ever watched that?
No.
Is it new?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I saw a preview for it, but I have not got to watch it yet.
Yeah, some guy jumped into like 12 inches of water from a few stories up or something like that. And one guy was crushing walnuts. And this is...
Oh, with his butt,
With his butt. He had to do it by sitting.
What?
And
he was
the world
scooting
record,
along this
yeah,
table.
The world record was 76, and this guy cracked 83, but you got to crack one at a time, and the final total was 75. five.
Oh, mother goose.
So he's scooting along this long table and just like obliterating
like
these walnuts
walk,
with his
crab
ass.
Crab walking forward, but just dropping his ass to crack the walnuts.
Yeah. And it was cracking. And then I'd see every once in a while he'd miss one. He'd try to crack it and it wouldn't crack.
Yeah. And then he'd do twice. And they go, at about what point did that start hurting? And he's like, oh, right about
seven.
Number 12. Something like that. Yeah. It was like,
dude,
he
commit.
Powered through. So, so I tried to gear, like, I tried to get Pat's interest in these type of shows, you know? And so I said, and then I was thinking, like, I want to see records broken like the Chuck Norris where he gets kicked in the nuts. Why isn't anyone doing that? Like, who's getting kicked in the nuts the most times?
You didn't see America's Got Talents and that dude was taking 2x4s and all kinds of shit to the nuts?
No, but this isn't where I'm ending though. It's, I took it a step further and I said, why doesn't anyone attempt the record for being kicked in the vagina the most times?
Oh, dude.
Like he kicked on the vagina or in the vagina?
Just like right between the legs.
Dude, I'm telling you what right now.
And then I took it as, okay. Go.
No, well, you can go ahead.
No, go ahead because I'm moving on.
A vagina could get kicked way harder and do less damage.
But it still hurts for them.
As to quote the
kicked
old,
in the ovaries.
I don't know. Probably not as much as cracking
well,
nuts with your ass.
It's a pelvic bone that shouldn't be like shoved up towards the stomach.
Oh,
like,
you guys,
you know, you're going to hurt the pelvic bone, but it's not going to be like a junk hurt.
You guys have heard the quote from Betty White, right?
Oh.
Where she says, I don't see why they always say you should man up and grow a pair.
No.
Because when you get kicked in the balls, you feel like you're in the fetal position and you're dying. Vaginas.
You notice
and
that,
she
that,
said
that,
vaginas can take a pounding.
That's, yeah.
So you should
dude,
say
like
grow
some
up.
Some girls won't even get off unless you put that clit on a fucking anvil and
I
hit
know.
It with a 3-pound hammer.
That's right.
So I took it even a step further because I'm a sick fuck.
You are. Right.
See if it's a real pearl.
So yeah. I said, why don't anybody try to break the record for the wettest vagina fart?
Ooh.
How do you know? Is it wet? It's an audible that you gauge the wetness?
Well, no, we went into discussions on this because
who
this
did?
Real me and Pat because this really piqued his. He was a fuck yeah, Muldoony is what he said to me.
He was drunk texting you because he did that to me last.
I'll watch a whole season of Survivor to see that.
He did. He said that would be the ultimate competition, and then I said like think Barney's burp on The Simpsons, right?
And his lips are just flapping. Yeah.
And so he asked me, do you think it should be judged by decibels, length, or liquidity? And I said all three because then you got the possibility of the rare triple crown winner, right?
But you
got
to be careful if it's not silent liquidity.
Yeah. And so I'm saying like Harry would help the volume because it would like catch and then like drip into the container
dude,
below.
Dude.
But shaved,
dude.
You know, you'd get distance.
Yeah, you don't want that bird's nest getting in the way and knocking down your distance.
Yeah.
You guys.
And
Sicko. What the? Who started this?
Dustin, he started it. He prefaced the whole thing by saying, I'm a sick fucker.
Yeah.
You know what? I say kudos to Wombacker because he's the one who got stuck in his head and come all the way to
dude,
here.
He's totally in. He's totally in.
I got a drunk text from Pat this weekend that said, it's time for drunk texting. Fuck me in the goat ass. It said, fuck me in the goat ass.
That's what that gal on Dexter says.
And then it said, well, that's from Adam Sandler.
It is from Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Toll booth, Willie.
Fuck me in the goat ass, man. That fucking thing is pointy, fellas.
Dude, when was the last time he came out with a comedy CD? Because, man, there's some funny stuff. There's some
like,
dry stuff.
1995?
Yeah. I've got three
like,
of them. I've got three Adam Sandler CDs.
The toll
booth, stop the
Willie's.
Car. Get out. You sick bastard.
Then you got Piece of Shit Car.
My favorite, though.
People used to sing at karaoke.
My favorite is Joining a Cult. That little bit that he did.
Oh, yeah.
I like the red hooded sweatshirt.
Come on. What do you got to do that's so fucking important you can't join the goddamn cult with
play
me?
Play with your twig and berries for grandma.
And then he's like.
I'm going to laugh at you.
And then the other guy's
you
like.
You know what that's from?
Why do you want to join your cult anyway? And he's like. There's a girl I want to meet there. What's your fucking problem?
So we're going to have a guest on the show coming up in the future who is the owner-operator of Pizza Now.
Human robot. Hubot Roman.
No, Chris Salmon.
Oh, Chris
Salmon. And he's going to talk about Stephen King miniseries. Now, do you know where...
Miniseries is.
They're all going to laugh at you? That came from the movie Carrie.
something wrong.
Exactly. Her mom used to tell her that stuff when she went to school, and she was all freaked out. She had the telekinetic powers, and she fucking had her period in the shower, and then she made the light bulbs bust out, and then she burnt the whole school down at the end. Yeah, so that's from They're All Gonna Laugh at You is stolen by Adam Sandler. He's a hack. Now, wait, before we get any farther, I got this cheat
sheet. Yeah, I'm going to time this, man. You're exactly. going to tell me when it kicks.
Now, I'm going to tell you that this is a
cut me off a sliver, though.
I will. I don't have a knife, though, unless you don't mind my teeth. But it's called a it's called a Chibachu Hybrid. It's a quad dose, and it says, caution, extremely potent. So I've been one to tell people, even on the podcast here, whoa.
My goodness. That's a little overkill.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
You know what they call that? They call that a clean knife.
This is the Showtime.
That's what I'm dealing with in my clean knives.
Okay, dude, this is the Showtime six-star saw knife number six.
First, I want to see you saw that Mountain Dew can in half and see if it keeps an edge and then do the freaking Chiba.
That's the one.
No, just kid.
That's the one that they do cut through the can with. It will cut through a can.
Hey.
What's it
we
called?
We don't need no biohazard on the table.
Those are some nice knives, and those are the ones that you buy from the TV commercial with Ronco.
But what are they called?
Showtime.
No, the other knives.
Ginsu.
Yes, there you
go. Oh, the Ginsu, yeah. No, these got a nice edge like the chef's knives on the Sudoku
from Hell's
knife.
Hell's Kitchen.
The Sudoku knife, you know what I'm talking about?
No. I've tried to play Sudoku, and I can't fucking do it.
You know what I'm
dude.
Talking about, the Sudoku knife?
Yes, but I don't think it's pronounced exactly. I don't know how to pronounce it either, but I'm hearing you.
Santoku.
You just wanted a sliver?
You take the wrapper off.
Well, I didn't want to touch it, so I
What the
fuck? Now it's covered with rock star hair.
I know. You didn't want to touch it, but then it just ended up falling on the floor.
Okay, so.
My own hands.
I just cut off about, I guess, 1/6 of the Chibachu.
Now, I'm not going to hit the timer until you actually swallow it.
Okay, it's in my mouth. I'm chewing it up.
Yeah.
I've been trying to... Right. Oh, man.
For you guys that don't know, this is kind of like a Tootsie Roll or whatever, but
God, it tastes like weed. Have you ever had one?
No, dude. That's what I'm saying. I had to give it up.
Dude, it tastes like
I wanted to real bad, but
it tastes like really good weed, though. It's not like one of those brownies from the 70s that you can, like, taste, like, leaf, and then it's making my mouth water. Now, this should be a new thing, like spicy
news.
Dude,
that tastes like...
It's called the Chibachu.
That doesn't taste so much. It has that.
God, that's good. It's going to be a while before I swallow. So
it had
I'm
that nice.
I'm going to savor the flavor.
It had the nice flavor.
Let me zoom in on it, too. Let's zoom in on it.
It had the nice bud flavor at the beginning, but then it finishes off with like a crystal. A crystal
dude,
flavor.
Yeah,
you notice
it does.
That?
It does.
It finishes off with a
was
crystal
like,
flavor.
Was it like... Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where it's like, oh, I know, it's like gravy,
God.
And and the potatoes, and oh, it's blueberry at the end.
My dude, where did you get these?
My lips are numb.
My buddy's
dude,
got
he got the website right on it.
Prescription,
man.
If you will, down in Cali, because, you know,
about
he
this?
Has a prescription
oh, totally.
For when he gets cranky, because he doesn't have any marijuana,
God,
so
man.
They prescribe him marijuana.
I don't think I've ever tasted anything so good.
I haven't. That's
I'm not kidding,
awesome.
Dude. Because my dad makes these brownies, and they're just a little bit, like, not right, a little bit somehow. I mean, he grinds this stuff up to where it's like almost like flour.
Sure.
And he just puts it in. Instead of cooking it in butter, God, I can't quit chewing this.
Are we going yet?
I haven't swallowed
any
of it.
I'm there. You might as well. We're both at the equal level right now.
Are your taste buds moshing in the fucking pit, dude? They're like, yeah, motherfuckers.
I can't even believe what's going on right now. I got to top it off.
I'm declaring right now smoking in the house.
You got to take the edge off with a little bullage.
Smoking cigarettes in the house?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. You got the door open. Why not? Okay, I just swallowed.
I just
okay, here we go. I'm hitting it. Here we go.
Whew. I don't know if it's the combination of the Jaeger and the taste explosion of weed in my mouth or what, but...
Dude, that was fucking good.
I flipped backwards into my
no,
chair.
I'm serious, man. You're laughing over there.
Dude,
like,
I'm
looking at a couple stoners.
I really wanted to eat it myself, but that's why I forfeited, just to see what happened.
I don't normally do this.
Murphy's Law would have it. The second I set back, the phone would ring and be like, dude, you need to take a UA.
My entire head is numb.
Dude, I do need to drive home. And I'm hoping everything will be okay.
I know. And
but I don't normally do this. They don't sponsor us. I've never heard of them. But I am going to give another shout out to www.chibachus.com and it's less syllables to say triple W.
I would like to throw this out there for some people. Throw
it.
Doing that.
Let me catch it. That's it. It's
Jerry's
done.
Interested because I know, you know, Jerry, you got some work coming up, right? Right? I hear good.
He got a job.
I got a job. Nice. That's why I'm not partaking in the Chiba.
For sure.
Damn it.
But I want to say that, you know, it's hard to take a couple of guys like us seriously sometimes, I guess, in a business way, right?
Seriously?
What? No, dude.
No,
what?
But I'm just saying, though, that I keep reaching out to, like, if people are salesman-oriented, because I'm not salesman-oriented, right? But I can build up a sales package. You know, I can, create, like, packages as low as, like, $10 for people to help sponsor that. It'll just, like, explode. Great exposure. But my lacking is going out and actually, like...
Talking face-to-face.
Talking and
this
getting
is a conversation that Terry and I had at my truck window the other day, too.
Yeah.
Where
stop
it was like, well, hey, how about this and how about that? And I said, dude, I'm more of an ideas guy, not so much a follows-through guy.
I understand, but I'm just putting it out there to our listeners, too, though, that I'm offering, like, you know, I mean, we sell seasonal sponsorships, and if anybody has the wherewithal... That has that kind of salesman experience, maybe looking for a little extra cash. There'd be a nice, generous commission on top of just like getting a few seasonal sponsors for us. You know, just by, you know, I mean, your local porn shop.
Yeah.
Some websites like the Chiba Chews. Maybe give them a call. I mean, you know, we'll give a shout out to them.
And maybe they'll
seconds.
Send you a little product, huh? That would be good.
Well,
huh?
You know, we're looking more for, you know, trade is awesome, you know, but we would really like to get some new chairs in here.
Not to try to offend anybody in the room or anything, but I recently commissioned an artist to do some caricatures. No, seriously. I didn't know you were going to be here. But to trade for some ad time on the air. Or whatever you call it, over the vibe, which I like to call it.
I'm totally good with that.
It's not the air because it's not FM, but it's over the vibe, which is fiber optic network.
Well, I seen your Facebook picture, and it looked like somebody took it into Photoshop and posterized it, but it had the same, which Gatch was talking about prior, was this pen and ink look.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is just posterized. Yeah,
I've talked to you about.
There's many avenues to get there, though, because pen and ink is really difficult medium
to
use.
I want to collaborate with you on some cartoony books, because I got like a script of a book that if you're willing, like it'd be like a sentence or two, you know, per thing, and then just like a goofy picture, just you know, total creative license, whatever you see within that story that comes to your head.
I think what you would get is less is more from me,
and that's fine. That's fine though. But I'm looking for like black and white just because of the cost of the actual publishing of the book is a lot cheaper if it's black and white. So that's why, you know, I like the pen and ink.
My wife and
you do
and
a
I,
little bit of pen and ink, don't you?
Pencil. My oh, wife fine. And I had a guy on the Seattle the fish market down there, the
Pike's Place.
Exactly. He was on the boardwalk doing portraits for people
on the boardwalk.
And he just did a Sharpie white canvas paper with a Sharpie boardwalk. And he did in about 5 minutes he did a caricature of me and my wife with the Eiffel Tower, the Space Needle behind us, and I was totally impressed that he had a strong accent. I don't know what country he was from, but he said he's normally in Portland. And he'd came up, but at $20, it was a quick caricature.
Let's do that.
But
I
asked a local tattoo artist if he does caricatures, and he said that's exactly what I do. I said, well, would you be interested in drawing? He said, totally. For some, you know, even for not.
I think also just because you know we always like the more images the better. Let's go down to the state fair this year and just hit up all those caricature places.
For sure.
And just go like. You know,
we're the TagCast podcast. We're heard in over 70 countries, and we will give you free—not free, but we'll trade you.
Yeah, we'll give you free advertising, and you can charge us half price for this picture.
And just to answer your question, if there was a underlining question for me in there, is yes, I'm artistic and all that kind of jive, but I'm so fucking random, dude. It's like I'm inspired. Now I'm not. I'm in a different direction. I'm inspired, now I'm not. And that's just the way I am. So
I'm not going to accept that, what you're saying. This is what I'm going to say right here. And I think I said it last week. I don't know if you listened to the show.
Not accepting it.
But I said artists are fickle.
Dude, rock stars are fickle too. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking,
man?
You know.
Podcast hosts are fickle.
Artists as a whole, you know, whether it be music or whatever,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know. I understand that, you know, when the creative thing, the flow strikes you, you know, and you have a vision, man, you know, you got to get it out. You got to, like, blam. Like, when I see a cat that looks kind of all cool in a picture, I'm like, that's got to have a fucking Santa
hat. That has to have a hat on it now.
Nah, and I do it right then because the inspiration is there. But if somebody goes, like, here's a picture of a cat, why don't you put a hat on it? I'll go, like,
put a hat on it.
I don't know.
I didn't feel it first myself, so
yeah,
I'm not
you know, I'll get around
it.
To it, send it over here, and then when I'm in the mood for that, maybe I can, like, get it in. But if I'm not in the mood, you know what I'm saying, right?
Perfect timing. I know exactly what you're saying,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, you know,
I hate when I get like yeah. all the way there, you know, like have the answer to the fucking world, right? And it's right there, and it's like and I'm looking for some scratch, and I get a pencil, and I lost it.
Yeah, it's like when someone comes over and says, dude, I need you to write me a jingle for your podcast, and I can't come up with something right on the spot.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to commission right now. I'm going to commission you to write, and I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh, your credit is good.
Well, this may be a credit thing. I think you should write a jingle for Pizza Now, and I think you should present it to Chris and see...
I know, I know what their catchphrase is, so I could probably do it right now.
Yeah, all right.
All right. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Nice. And then they're
that's like a 10-second spot.
their new motto, we have bread.
So I heard that you were in there the other day.
It was.
And a lady came in and ordered some pizza.
It was a crazy scenario because Lance sent me a text message around 2:00 and he's like, hey man, at 3:00, I'm going to go and hit some Pizza Now. You want to go with and get some Pizza Now? And I'm like,
fuck yeah. Yeah, I love Pizza Now.
I'm in. And so we go down there.
I want Pizza Now.
And we're chilling. We'll have pizza later.
Now.
It's my pizza and I want it now.
So we're chilling and they're waiting for a pizza because, you know, we're not getting those ready when you are pizzas, but we're getting a little more advanced pizza. Lance had a nice Canadian bacon because he doesn't understand pineapple on pizza. And he wishes
he
could.
Said Canadian bacon with no pineapple?
Yeah, he got a Canadian bacon.
Tell us about that.
That's called a new...
He said that he wishes he could understand pineapple on pizza. And, it is really good on the barbecued pork pizza.
I bet spam and pineapple would be a hit in Hawaii.
It would be.
And maybe if you had like a cookie cutter and you could cut the spam out into round pieces, you know?
It's called spam apple pizza.
No, you just slice it and then you'd have the big oblong piece of spam like on all slice.
Oh, there's something
the
different.
Maybe you could use spam slices as the crust. Brown them.
Whoa, dude, you're blowing my mind.
And then just put a sauce and cheese on the spam and you could fold it over like a taco.
Yeah, or if you could
and pineapple
just have
ring
the spam and then grade the dough on top of the spam.
So this lady comes in and she had, there's a few kids in the car and one came in with. And just at the time, Chris's wife was bringing over like 10 pizzas over there. And she had she had this wad full of bills and it looked like she was, I think that was a delivery and she wasn't that. And she was real like, I've never eaten. I've never been here. They asked if she wanted anything else with their pizza. She's like, I'll just pay for the pizzas right now. And do you guys have bread?
Yeah, we got white.
And they got the picture there of like the long breadsticks that they have there with the Parmesan stuff. And the guy's like, well, Parmesan, does that count? Yeah, we got all sorts of bread because they got bacon bread. They got
what?
Yeah, they got bacon
bread.
They got bacon bread, pepperoni bread, I do believe, jalapeno bread, in the long breadstick forms.
Adrian, Have you heard of bacon bread?
And, oh, yeah, bacon and cheese. You just make it, you just put the
but
bacon.
You, do you think they have bacon bread in Canada?
Bacon bread.
Oh, yeah, you just put
that's
it in a bread.
You
just put it in a bread machine.
That's what you do when you're having a meal with your friends, your bacon bread.
Bacon bread.
And so that's, so the lady, you know, she went through and she was, I think she was confused at all the luxurious things. And it sounded like somebody didn't
the
like...
The menu's blowing my mind up
like,
in here.
Can you just have bread with, like, out cheese? Because I think somebody might not have been a cheese fan in the ordering
what?
Thing. And so they're like, well, we got the Parmesan. And so I think maybe one of the kids might have been one of those picky kids. I was a picky kid, so...
You're already getting pizza, kid.
I picked my nose a lot.
Come on.
Yeah. But, you know, some kids, like, take that early vegetarian thing, too, you know, and...
My daughter tried to do that after she saw that episode of South Park.
There's an inspiration.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to turn into, I don't want to get vaginitis. Mm-hmm. That's when
and
you
this
get,
is your blood daughter?
No, my stepdaughter,
okay.
Dakota, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know, she's 14, so she's weird, and she strives to be weird and different.
No, she's 14, so you're weird.
Exactly. No, we
she's
actually
cool
get along
and artistic.
Good.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be fickle.
Yeah. My wife actually wants her to come on the show, and I said, some of our subject matter is a bit adult, if you will.
You know,
she
I've
said, well, you guys
that.
Are hilarious. I don't
you
care.
Know, I thought about that, and if that was to happen, I think I would like you guys to be co-hosts, and I
Jaeger.
Will be the guest. If you guys did that.
Oh, she could be the host with me?
You guys be the co-host, and I'll be the guest.
Dakota and I?
Yeah. And you guys do your rattling because, you know, you you guys have your own little comedy thing. You guys make funny
yeah.
around the house and stuff like that.
And all right. And it's where everybody knows your name.
So I thought
Cheers.
That would be cool. I get a little bit of thought. And,
mm-hmm. And then,
it's so licorice-y.
We got to stagger our drinks so... Mm-hmm. Someone can always be talking because, as I mentioned on Monday's episode, which is not today.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday. As I mentioned, it was Monday, Wednesday earlier. But on Monday's episode, I just wanted to remind you listeners, my mouth's watering.
This
that,
is still 24 hours from the time that I drank that first Jaeger.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
for
like
sure.
15 in the
but
last 24 hours.
I want to let you guys know, if you don't know, that this podcast has a minimal... editing in case, unless we have like a equipment failure or whatever, you know.
Or unless I get like tweakery on it and get all.
Well, yeah, we'll put some noises in or something or some 24 like last
dude,
week. That was good. Loved it.
That was awesome.
We had an epic 2-hour episode for our season finale, Jerry. I doubt if you heard it because a lot of people don't listen, but. Unless they listen to the episode that they're on.
I almost posted it on Facebook, but I kept trying to think of like. You know how jazz musicians, you know, when they're playing on stage, you can see them, and I saw this one time in Seattle, like, sometimes they'll play, like, one of those jazz notes that are just, like, only jazz players would get, right?
Right.
And they just kind of, like, chuckle amongst themselves, and nobody knows what the,
yeah.
you know, nobody else
it's
is
like,
knowing what they're chuckling about.
Make a
there.
Jazz noise here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they
it's
get,
like
and they're just like,
arcane.
Oh, I'm so sophisticated.
Yes.
And so, so I was wondering if, like, if that somehow translated to like adding humor in editing, such as, you know, like the 24 little clips when you're going on about the like
my letter
so overdone,
yeah,
and just play the whole thing, and you're like every time,
yeah.
I know. Playing it
all. And the first time was when we were talking about that letter from my great, 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 great grandfather. And you're like, and I was like, and then the letter, and it's all boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Boop.
Yeah, then I'd do like a little, you know, teaser back into it so you'd know.
I like those little snippets. I don't know.
It was a little bit of fun for last week. A little.
I want
it
scratched.
Do it. You've been silent way too long.
Oh man, I want to hear that song.
I wish I could get high.
Silent way too long.
I'm not just
sure.
High on life.
I'm not sure if I'm feeling the effects of the Chiba Chew yet.
Well,
but,
dude,
you know what?
You're 14 minutes in.
Am I 14 in?
You you're know what? I would. You know, in a similar thing to what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
To the Pizza Now jingle.
I'll make a better one. That was shitty.
For sure. But I'm just saying. I maybe take a little pen and embellish on that Jaeger on my board song. That would be kind of fun.
Jaeger on my board.
Because, you know, we could throw that
out.
That
could apply to checkerboards or...
Yeah. And we, you know,
switchboards.
We could throw that down on iTunes for 50 cents or something like that. People can go and download it just for fun.
Next thing you know, it's the pants on the ground song.
Yeah. Because if I can.
Why you walk around with your pants on the ground?
Dude, I loved. I'm going to give a shout out to Howard Kramer, LA comedian and podcaster from Who Charted, aka Dragon Boy Suede, with his new fucking hit. Newborn Baby Colt, where the lyrics are brilliant, where he says, your legs are going to shake like your newborn baby colt.
Yeah,
dude, it is a fantastic song. I think we should play it at the beginning of the next song.
All right. I just had a Chiba Chew burp. It was fucking lovely, by the way.
Dude, that was the best thing I ever tasted. And I tell you what, I like to make a good meatball.
Mm. I like to wear a nice pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
I like a nice pair of pants to wear on a good day.
Yeah.
And I like to play my guitar. And I got this little thing. Dustin sent me a link or something off of a popular late-night TV show.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. And before I tell you what the original bit was, if you have or have not heard it, I kind of embellished on it a little bit.
Oh,
it included Jamie Foxx. And another well-known heartthrob actor that I'm not going to mention right now.
Ooh,
and of
but
course,
can I say something about that heartthrob?
Sure.
Because of the name. I thought for a long time, and this in this skit was the first time that I'd actually ever seen him.
I saw him on the cover of a magazine while I was waiting in line.
I probably
line,
saw something. Like
and
that.
It was the world's sexiest man.
I thought it might have been a woman.
Yeah.
From the name.
He's, oh, well, yeah.
You know
from the
who
name.
We're talking about, Jerry?
Nope.
He has no clue.
Okay. Well,
that's
we're
how
gonna...
secretive this is right now.
So, as you guys know, from Monday's episode, I tried to write a new theme for the TagCast podcast, but I wrote three of them, and it turned out I had ripped off everyone.
Everyone was a ripoff.
Another song.
That?
One ended up being a Tenacious D song. One was Thin Lizzy.
He
one was Jethro Tull.
You're better than that.
I know. So
you're
now,
way better
but they
than
were
that.
Great. The lyrics were awesome.
So I've decided to rip off these guys as well, but change the lyrics a little bit to apply more to our podcast. Now, this
so
is when you
a,
take
was...
your name, the first and last name of yourself, or a friend, or a co-host.
Oh.
And then you use it in this way. So it was kind of a smooth tune by Jamie Foxx on the piano, but
oh,
I've only got a guitar. So. So here we go. It's a smooth tune. When you're waiting for the bus and it's 2 hours late, a cutie comes along and you got a date. I'm gonna dustin' all over your gacho. Now, does that sound bad to you? Like a...
It's kind of sexy.
What are you talking... Dude, that's...
I'm gonna dustin' all over your gacho.
I don't even know what that means.
Say you're sitting in your car and you got no gas. You ain't got no money, can't afford no grass. I'm gonna dustin' all over my gacho.
Gacho.
Wait, is that like dirty or something?
No,
what are you saying?
It could mean whatever you want. Like you invite a girl over for a dinner and drink, and then she leaves early and you nut in the sink. I'm gonna dustin' all over your gacho. Do you know what that means?
No, but it's good. I like it.
So I stole that. It was from Channing Tatum, and they were saying I'm going to Channing
stop stealing
all over
shit, man. You are better than
dude, that.
That
was
you
fucking
are
hilarious.
I'm going to Channing all over your Tatum.
Dude, that was funny.
It's what it was. Now, does
dude,
that...
Yeah.
Now you
dude,
could,
that's fucking...
You
that's
could dust
awesome.
Over a gatchel, because it
awesome.
Sounds like a gatchel. So we're going to dust it all over your gatchel before you leave tonight. All
right.
Okay, Jerry?
Yes,
are
please.
You down with that? And if you guys can think of a
just stay away
rhyme,
from my walnuts.
Yeah, people submit their own dust in your gacho line.
Yeah, you got two lines that go along about maybe something about your mom. Like, you're pissed at your mom because she grounded you. You're 35 years old, but you still live with her. That didn't rhyme. I'm gonna dust it all over her gacho.
You could have thrown Chiba Chew in
there. What are you talking about, dude? That's
current.
That's my fucking mom.
No, my mom, dude.
Oh,
and she's dead.
That's better. Yeah, that's better.
What do you mean, though? You want a gacho all over your mom?
I'm gonna dust it on her.
Can I do the Dustin Gatchel part?
Yeah.
Okay. Throw it down, man.
So you got Jerry Murphy and he's on your podcast. You hope he's not the guest that will be the last. I'm gonna Dustin all over
you,
your Gatchel.
You were supposed to do the I'm gonna.
Oh.
All I'm doing is the Dustin.
Okay. Do that line. Yeah. Yeah. I really like that one.
You try to get your neighbor and his name is Lance Thill. He won't come around cause he's the king of the hill. I'm gonna
Dustin all over your Gatchel.
That's it. But I'd like it to be more like a Gatchel.
I need to mispronounce it.
And then the next time you say, I'm gonna bust it all over your asshole. What?
Then you got
what? That's my mom!
You could go snatch hole too. You don't forget snatch hole.
Yeah.
That's redundant though.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous,
but it's still it's good for a laugh before you as you finish off before you go into the next line though, and that you know I mean that's part of the timing of comedy and music I think.
I'm on a dusting all over your Gatchel.
That's right. All right, so if you guys got
that's
any,
awesome, man. Yep.
I immortalized you in song.
That's beautiful.
Because to me, you're way better than Channum Tatum or whatever.
Yeah,
Channing Tatum. Or
yeah, but people should check that out, too. And
it was on Jimmy Kimmel. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, on the Jimmy Kimmel's YouTube channel. But Jerry...
See, it's going to be stuck in your head.
Yeah.
It is stuck in when it goes kind of thing going on here.
If I may say a little more on their performance...
Moron? Who are you calling a moron?
Those guys. Channing Tatum. But
dude, he was laying across the grand piano like a sexy motherfucker.
But what do you think about Jamie Foxx?
Like Mango.
Like, where do you put him in echelons of talent?
Why do you keep using that word? What does that even mean?
Echelon?
Wait, echelon is like tiers. Like upper echelon,
like
lower.
Tiers of a clown?
Okay, I'm just saying that.
No,
I mean,
like if you had
Jamie
management,
Fox,
there'd be different echelons of management.
Oh,
Jamie
okay.
Foxx started on in Living Color.
You know, and I didn't know that until recently, which is weird.
Whoa.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I watched
he was
it.
A major player on
I know,
that.
Yeah. But he was just... Sorry, I'm not trying to be racist, right, but he
understand.
Was just another black dude on there. I didn't know who he was. And then I thought that he was like...
There was a white dude on there. Remember his name?
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I think that's it.
But he... He built, I mean, a solid foundation of comedy.
Let me tell you something,
himself,
mister.
For himself, Jamie Foxx did, you know, on there. He built, like, I mean, brilliant comedy that he did with, like, Damon Wayans a lot.
And yeah, they played off each other real well.
They did.
They were trying to hold it together, and that made you laugh, dude.
Yeah.
They couldn't even hold it together.
And then he went a step further, like... Complete professional.
Well,
dude,
he got all serious, but did you watch The Last Boy Scout?
He played of course. That was a great movie. You know, he played a great role in that movie opposite Bruce Willis.
I didn't start noticing Jamie Foxx until his serious roles like Ray Charles.
And Ray Charles, I mean, he learned that piano as evident in the Jimmy Kimmel sketch.
Jimmy Carl Black.
But I mean, he had the comedy thing going with the In Living Color.
Right.
And then he had the serious, like, I'm learning my craft.
And then he had the I'm an awesome singer-songwriter guy.
Yeah.
And a musician.
And then on top, now he's just incorporating it all into just brilliant bits. Whether they just, you know, I mean, I look forward to what he does in the future.
Well,
you know, he put a really...
If I was going to call him
in the lexicon of greatness in my head, as far as
I'm hearing you, like almost. If I'm going to compare him to somebody, I go 20 years back, and he's outdone this person I'm going to suggest. But Eddie Murphy was comedy.
Oh man!
Then he was actor. Then tried to be a singer and stuff like this. But Jamie Foxx has surpassed him. But kind of the same avenue.
Yeah, I think Eddie Murphy, when he did go into the serious stuff, started going more towards like the family oriented, you know, and went that whole.
I think Jamie's more multifaceted. Like
yeah, he went
saying.
More drama, you know, and where Eddie Murphy kind of veered into like the family, you know, kind of thing, and just.
And Jamie Foxx had like the serious music thing instead of the comedy music thing.
Also, Jamie Foxx has different looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where Eddie Murphy looks like this, like Ice-T looks like this. That's the only look I have. I can't get into role. This is me. Make a role around me.
Yeah. You watch, what's that, Coming to America. I recently was watching that. And the barbershop scenes, you know, which pretty much farmed the whole barbershop series, right?
For sure.
Where him and Arsenio were playing multiple characters in there, you know, and just the thought and the makeup process that they went through that, and just not like a, dude, we're going to do this. This is how it's going to be done. This is how it should be done. You know, we're willing, you know, it's probably a whole day in makeup for each of those characters, you know, that they were doing. And then they had to get all the dialogue and everything right. And
for sure,
you know, Lance's son, Matt, has been going to U of O for movies,
like cinematography.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And recently, and he's really getting into this, and it's interesting to me because I came along this realization a few years ago about Folly Work. You know, you're familiar with Folly Work?
No, but you're going to turn me on to it right now. Go.
The sound. Sounds. You know, because let's say, for instance, and I'll give you this, like, you know, when you're watching an action movie, let's say in particular, you know, when somebody's like pulling and cocking a gun, you know, and, you know, you don't have an overhead mic, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You just did Folly Work.
And that was an authentic.
It's like the meow and you jump.
No, this is what it is. This is like, you know, it's like overdubs. It's overdubs in music. Like when a door
Terry
opens.
Terry, get in, Terry, get in.
When a door opens, you know, they have to do like an overdub. They record a door then they put it into the audio track.
The scarier
or
door
like
than
that
generic
squeaks.
Door.
Squeaks. Is something?
Right. Door squeaking.
Or to create, and this is something he did in class as a project, to create broken bone sounds, they sliced lettuce.
Ah, dude, whoa. You know, I'm totally appreciating this because when Terry's doing these sound effects over here, and he had the heartbeat going, it actually felt, you know,
like a heartbeat.
Exactly.
It pushes it, man. It makes you get into the zone.
Yes.
I challenge you guys to, like, watch even a reality show or something even as minute as that, right? And, you know, you just hear the timpani drums. Like, you're watching Kitchen Nightmares, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole crew of people creating that soundtrack for that 60-minute show. And they're under...
It's the circle of life.
But they're under an incredible amount of pressure to come up with that, you know? Because they, you know, you got the episode, and then they edit it, and then... Imagine listening, watching... you know, what's your favorite show on TV? What do you watch? What show did you last watch?
Cake Boss.
I don't want to say...
Oh, just
I don't want to say.
All right, what was the last show that somebody you know mentioned to you?
You know what I like to watch? I like to watch, well, American Horror Story, but it's been off for a little while. But
that's
like
a perfect
Dexter.
Example. That's a perfect example. I mean, think of The Doors and, like, even as much as the...
When Dexter
footsteps across.
Pushes that
footsteps
knife into his
stairs.
Victim right at the end, man. That
you have to, because there's no
it's
boom
the
like... And that has to be a sound that's, you know, because you're not like, no sound is going to give you that. You have to, that's not a realistic sound probably when they're
did
going.
Did you know that Dexter is
like
actually a brand name of like good cutlery knives?
Because of the series?
No, I think it's the other way around.
The series was born on books.
Ah.
Yeah, it was a book series. Huh. That show is really good. I really enjoyed it. In particular, there's a few slow seasons for me. You're caught up.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What you're saying.
I watched a
season
bit of
two was the best, man.
No.
With Dokes. Yeah, he's like, I got my eye on you, motherfucker.
Dude, Dokes is a classic, man. That guy was so fucking chill in the way.
Something wrong with you, Dexter.
But John Lithgow in season three or four.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Was the ultimate villain.
He's the ultimate villain in anything he plays. The dude is just sick.
He rarely gets a chance to play it out in a series.
You ever watch World According to Garp?
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
I read that book.
Awesome. I'm an audiobook guy because I'm too fucking lazy to act. I'm good for like three pages and I got my face in it, man.
Dude, that was a funky movie.
That you was, know what? The World According to Garp.
And he,
did, was,
he played, Lithgow was classic in there, you know, just expanding the role variety that he is
It was the movie before Forrest Gump, you know, that weird movie.
Well, yeah. Well, Garp was infatuated with his mom.
No glove, no love.
He was infatuated with his mom, right? He had like...
Well, his mom was... Well, and she's an awesome...
But she was
She plays
very,
an awesome, crazy person, too.
Yeah.
In what was that Michael Douglas one she was in?
Damn it, what Falling is Down?
Where you, no. Not Michael Douglas himself.
Falling Down recently.
But
20, 30
the one
years?
Where she was a... God damn, forget it. Just forget it. Terry, how you doing over there, man? I'm tired.
Where are we at?
You know what?
30 minutes in.
I got.
I feel a little tingly, a little bit.
I got a topic.
Like chia got? Tingly, or what? You growing? Wait, what's going on?
Like my nose itches a little.
Jerry.
Bit.
Yeah, everybody that sticks their finger up their nose says that.
When
oh, it itched.
Was the last time you took your truck out mudding?
Ooh, there was a mud
good
flat.
Question.
Yesterday.
Well, you know what? It's been 2 weeks ago, but it was unintentional. I wasn't, like, having fun
Where
with it.
Where did you wash your car afterwards?
Oh, I know where this is going.
If your truck was
You know, if I was anywhere near Browntown, I'd go over to Terry's car wash.
You know this last weekend that there was a big mud flats, the annual mud flats. Where was it?
It was just out past Brownsville on in a farmer's field. You know what I found out? It was $49 a head.
Dude, that's such bullshit.
Yeah. Whether
well,
or not
what
you
it
were
is,
not
is
per vehicle.
The demand is
Dude,
so
I'm,
much.
I'm from the late 80s, man, when they used to do it down on the riverbed, and it was free.
At Foster.
And you just had to sign something that says, I'm not going to see you guys when I'm fucking effed up and run into another truck and kill somebody.
This is the thing, though, is the demand to get in is so high that they have to raise the prices just to keep people
now, check
from,
this.
Because otherwise it would be too crowded.
This is how big it is. When I was down in Southern California in the Marine Corps in the early 90s, this guy from Arkansas, he's another Marine, he's all, I'm going to the mud flats. I said, dude, that sounds like something we used to do. I said, where at? He goes, up in Oregon. I said, what? He goes, yeah, up by Sweet Home, Oregon. He goes, I got the tickets through Four Wheel Drive Magazine or whatever. So it was that big
that
all
was
the way
a
back then. It, 20 years ago, it was that big where some dude from Arkansas that's stationed down in California is going.
It rains
so,
all the time. It's always
it sold out again this year. 350 plus people paid $49.
Yeah.
And this isn't per vehicle, it's per person. So if you got two dudes in one truck, $100.
And then you're not supposed to drink or anything.
My friend, they would charge $20. They lived up in Sotaville, and they had a place. Then they would charge $20. People would come over there instead.
Fuck.
For sure. And, you know, it's our biggest day. It used to be a weekend thing.
Then at the Brownsville car wash,
and
right?
Then it went down to 2 days. And yeah,
if you're on I-5, exit 216, and your car needs a wash, it's not even 5 minutes a fucking way.
Nope, a fucking. It's not even. And it's $1.50.
You guys got a great deal for the 5 minutes.
$1.50.
You guys got the sweet smelling cherry suds.
Yep. And so
you guys got a vacuum.
We made.
There's a Chevron right across the street in case you need some snacks and some gas to go.
And we got quarters at our house next door. Just come over there and ask us for them.
Sometimes there'll be rock.
That's
playing.
Change, ladies and gentlemen. That's coins,
not bags of weed or crank. But, yeah, so we did about equivalent of about a week's worth of work as far as income in one
That's
day.
That's awesome. That's great to have a good busy day like that. You had in days like that, you got to wheelbarrow away all the mud because you just don't want to wash it down the drain.
Exactly.
Just stuck.
So I did have to haul off two wheelbarrows full of mud.
You know, it's the clay in the mud around
Dude,
here.
It's that Chiba-chat.
Freaking clay.
Chiba-chubi.
Chewbacca.
I think.
Chewbacca.
I think I'm feeling pretty bad.
Wait a minute.
My eyes are starting to dart around.
34 minutes in. 34 minutes. You know, that's a time release, Chewy.
I'm starting to feel like I'm at the dentist. Like I've just been given the gas and then.
My eyes are starting
to dart. Your chest is all heavy, but your arms are raising up towards the ceiling. Like you're being abducted.
No, I've got the John McCain thing. I can't raise them up this high.
You got the Bob Dole thing. You got to pin and fall off the stage.
Have you ever seen John McCain do jump shots at the basketball court?
I have not.
That guy can't raise his arms because he was in a prison camp and had him busted like 20 times.
That's
or
not
so
cool.
He says.
Dude, I bet you that's pretty legit, man. It's like Deerslayer or something. It's, well, I don't know how legit the movie was.
Speaking of Slayers, you heard about the Giant Slayer, that movie?
I did, and I want to see it, but I'm tired of seeing shit in 3D. I'm getting old or something.
Yeah.
Because it just fucks me up. I can't even watch
it. 2 days.
Yeah, and it costs an extra dick and an arm and a leg just to get in.
Yeah.
And then you get
these freaking... I can't afford prices like that.
And then you get these glasses, right? And then you leave, and you, like you go to a restaurant afterwards, let's just say. And you can tell who went, because they got these fucking marks on their nose. Everybody in the restaurant. Yeah. Oh, you saw that movie too.
But I heard that brought in $28 million this weekend. Last weekend.
Shit, dude.
Yeah. I don't want to go see that. I don't know. I'll just.
Hey, I got
my wife's
two words for you, okay? What? Red Box.
Yeah, or Netflix.
You know, Netflix has lost their shit, dude. I mean, I love Netflix for what it is, but you don't get no recent stuff that's worth watching on Netflix anymore.
Hey, I've been not recent.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Not on
Instagram. I mean, when Netflix first came out, it was like on the ball.
Well, you had a 28-day wait, and you had to order it as a disc, a physical disc to your house. I am a strict
Blu-ray discs are always finicky. This fuckers, man, you get it, you put it in there, and then it freezes up like halfway through, and it's like, great, I'll put it back in the mailbox and wait another damn week.
So I'm a strict streamer, and I don't understand how sometimes when you're like, you go, okay, I want to watch this, and you click on it, and then you're like, loading.
Yeah, but that has nothing
what
to do
are
with
they
Netflix,
rewinding the
dude.
Tape?
That has to do with your
connection. No, they're testing your connection to see how the quality that
okay,
they
now
can
while,
give you.
Okay, now while we're on the subject of Netflix, we've talked about this several episodes in the past because I've been looking forward to it, and I hope you guys are too. I know Dustin is.
Mm-hmm.
Arrested Development will be released in May in its entirety. Season 4 will come out
Netflix
all at once.
Netflix did that with House of Cards. They released the whole season all at once.
But it turns out that the Season 4 only... It's a little premature. It looks like they're after the movie. They're looking at doing some more seasons. So I am really stoked about that. I don't know if you're familiar.
Netflix screwed us on Dexter, dude, because I watched like the first three seasons, and then I had to wait forever. They must have lost something.
So are you a fan of Arrested Development? Do you know that show?
I know it, but I'm not current with it.
It only had three seasons, and it was in 2005.
Sorry. Don't be hating.
Dude, it's old. It's like it hasn't been on the air for like almost 10 years.
Dude, it's been on Netflix for like 3 years.
Yeah. So there's only three seasons. Now they're coming out with this fourth season. And I'm really stoked because I read this story. There will be reprised roles from Ben Stiller. I think that Chiba Chew's working.
Chiba.
Okay, but
Ben Stiller will be.
37 minutes and
you're
going to
get
goner.
This pizza now.
So Ben Stiller will be reprising his role as Tony Wonder. Remember the magician that was with Gob? Or Job, or whatever you want to say it. Yeah. Also, newcomers Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, Isla Fisher, Terry Crews, John Slattery, and Conan
is there
O'Brien.
Any, I'm, just, I'm not hating. Is there any non-Jews in the...
I'm not hating, but I'm
going to
say...
Conan O'Brien, he's Irish.
Henry Winkler, Scott Baio, and Ron Howard.
Henry Winkler's their lawyer.
Well, so is Scott Baio. He was Bob Loblaw.
Mm-hmm. Bob Loblaw.
Bob Loblaw. And his
For real?
Yeah, and he had a law blog on the internet, and it was Bob Loblaw's law blog.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was played by Scott Baio.
There's always money in the Banana Hut. You remember that, Jerry.
Always money in the banana hut.
There's always money in the Banana Hut.
And
you
if
know?
Your butt can crack a walnut, dude.
You know what, though?
That's something.
I am going to keep my expectations on this clearly skeptical and low.
Why? Because it's been 8 years?
Because it's been 8 years, exactly. And I don't know if the cast is as passionate. You got...
I'm rooting for
it. David Cross has found many successes beyond that, including the Todd Margaret, which was classically hilarious in a David Cross kind of way.
You got Michael Cera.
You got Michael Cera, who's, I mean, heads and above the most successful out of the group in the last stretch. You got
Jason Bateman. He's been
Jason
making some
Bateman's
okay
made
movies.
A comeback. You know, I mean, well, he's playing
romantic
a
lot,
comedies.
A lot of okay
leads.
Movies lately.
He's playing a lot. He's playing leads in comedies.
You know what else is coming back, gentlemen?
Romantic leads.
You know what else is coming back?
Yeah,
and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling this.
What?
Okay. It's been 20 years in the pressure cooker. But heavy metal. It's always been there, but I'm saying it's coming back hard.
Well, you knew there was
no
heavy
pun
metal,
intended.
Heavy metal 2000.
What if I said heavy metal overrated? Was that just Chiba talking?
Overrated heavy metal?
Unless you saw it in the theaters as a child.
No. I'm not talking about movies, dude. I'm talking about the genre, the music.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie heavy metal.
Well, no.
I just touched
heavy
on
heavy metal music.
I just threw out the most controversial opinion I think I've probably ever put out there on the podcast.
What, that heavy metal's overrated, the movie?
Yeah.
I saw in the theaters.
I like the fact that John Candy was the voice for most of the characters.
Oh, yeah,
that was
sure.
pretty fucking cool.
It was
cool.
A little bit before my time, because when did it come out? I was born in
1981.
So I was five.
81.
You know, and I mean, I remember
and
one
and Sammy Hagar coined the phrase in, with that
yeah.
heavy metal itself.
I remember hearing I Can't Drive 55 when I was like, what was that, 84, 83 maybe even?
It was off VOA.
So I mean, I was like 7 or 8
it's
then,
like,
and that
was second
pretty
or third
fucking,
solo album.
That was
after
one
Montrose.
Of the early rock moments I remember was hearing that song on the radio in my older cousin's car.
Suckers walk, money talks, well, no, but it can't that. Touch my no.
Now, do you know what a 3-lock box is?
I thought it was a vagina.
It's a guitar case.
Is it real? Oh shit!
What three yeah. holes? In
oh my goodness! No.
Some people thought it was a religious thing.
Okay, visualize this. Here's a video, okay? Van Halen. Got it made. Right. They're touching three places.
The
titties, and the lower lips. And that's why I thought 3-lock box, because it was like, okay, first you have to unlock right. the lips, and then you got to go to the nipples, and then you got to go downtown, and then you're in. See? 3 locks.
I'm going
to
ask you a question, Jerry, and I want an honest answer, and it's a very personal question.
Uh-oh.
What is better, Van Hagar or Van Sharon?
I don't even know what Van Sharon is. Forgive me. So Van Hagar by default.
Van Sharon was the one album they had called VH3.
Yeah, with Gary Sharon from Extreme.
Yeah, Gary Sharon from
Fuck,
Extreme.
Fuck, I don't even know that album.
You didn't know that he
what
sang
What is
for
your
Van
opinion, Terry, of Nuno Bettencourt?
I thought it was fucking ridiculous that he had his fingers insured by Lloyd's of London for like $5 million.
What?
He's okay, but he's not that good. More than
all right. Dude, that song is fucking horrible.
It is. And speaking of songs that are horrible, we better get into this before we run out of time.
Are you going to play Get the Funk Out?
No. If Nuno Bettencourt or Gary Sharon were here at the podcast right now, I'd tell them to get the funk out.
No.
Actually, I'd change that to get the fuck out of this
I'm
fucking studio.
Freaking straight up if dusting his gatchel. Pow!
What's in Hans's CD player? Find out now and we'll find out later. What's in Hans's CD player? It's always something cool, but it's never fucking Slayer.
Why don't you ever listen to Slayer, Hans? God damn it. So today, Hans is listening to a compilation called 25 All-Time Greatest Bubblegum Hits. So I'm going to have to Google that real quick.
What is a bubblegum hit?
Well, probably like, yummy, 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 I got
cum in my tongue.
Or sugar.
What?
What's the
what
sugar? What's the sugar song? Sugar. So did Hans ever reply about listening to any Orange Frampton, or was he so turned off by the Flaming Lips he totally forgot about that segment?
No, but he did tell me that he answered some questions on Tumblr.
Oh!
So you might want to check into that.
Did you tell him what you gave me the other day?
The wedgie that I gave you?
Yeah.
No, I didn't tell him. I thought that was between us.
It's not now.
Well, 70 countries know about it. So
77.
How did it feel? How did it feel to have your underwear wedged up in between your butt cheeks and knowing the fact that you might not have wiped properly in the last week?
Islands in the
stream. That reminds me of that turd tacos picture that I posted on somebody's wall, Dave, because I don't know. I like poop jokes, and so I one time told him turd tacos 49-36 or something, so it's like a running gag. But there was that lady from the lady who was wearing sweats, and they all were all right in the crack. They were all wedged in there, and they were brown.
Yummy.
And they were like, clearly brown stain from pegging her butt, and she's all in the store pushing her cart around.
We've been dancing with Mr. Brown
Stain. Somebody posted that on my wall, and I'm like, hey, I'm just going to repost that to a friend's wall.
All right, so I looked this up. The 25, the number one song, the first song on this. It's Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy, we called that. And then we got Tracy, I'm a Believer by Neil Diamond, Gimme Good Loving. I'm skipping some. Oh, here's one for Dustin. It's called Indian Giver.
Is that by Paul Revere and the Raiders?
No, it was just says who it's written by, I guess, Bobby Bloom and Bo Gentry. Smile, A Smile for Mr. Me, Finders Keepers.
He's really listening to this?
That's what he tells me.
All right.
Dancing on a Saturday night.
I respect your variety of musical listenings. I'm just curious.
And Hans, if you're listening, I'm just curious, Matt, and I love you, bro. Where do you get the heavy inspiration from these?
Exactly.
What do they call bubblegum something?
Yeah, bubblegum hits.
Bubblegum shrimps.
I want to know, Hans. Hans, in this bubblegum music, what is it that intrigues you? Is it the melodies? Is it I guess it would be the vocal melodies, right? Is it the music itself? Is it the feeling that it gives you of, like, having a good time?
Or,
like,
here's what I'm going to think. It's revisiting his youth of listening to K-Tel Records and the hot hits of the 70s when he was, like, 5 and 6 years old and thinking, yummy, 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 I got cum in my tummy because I just blew a fucking priest. Oh, what?
So.
That was the
answer. So, yeah, I just wonder if.
Dustin Macacho.
You forgot already how it went.
How'd it go? I can't remember.
I just dusted all over your gacho.
I just dusted all over your gacho.
So you guys are familiar. I just wanted to get this in earlier, and I didn't get a chance to. You guys know, of course, she's almost 80. Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Still funny as fuck.
Dude, she looks like a porcelain doll.
But she has a podcast now, and now she just got in trouble on Fashion Police. She said something about Heidi Klum's outfit that she wore to some thing.
She said she
put a Vicodin in that fucking.
Did you hear what she said?
She hadn't seen a Jew wear that little of clothing since she saw one go right into the oven.
Close. She said the last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the oven.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
I don't give a shit how old you are. That's not fucking cool.
She's getting slack for that. And the fact
I wonder why.
She is the daughter of a Russian-born Jewish immigrant that had to flee from the fucking thing that was going on.
Are you reaching for this?
Yeah.
Dude, I can't have a cheapest, so I put a half a Vike in my Jaeger,
dude.
She defended herself.
It doesn't dissolve very well either. It's kind of,
defended herself by saying that, you know, in her humor, she keeps the memory alive of the people that went through that.
Right, because she was part of it all. But,
and she has been known to tell people just to fuck off. Like the press. And so.
That's why she's kind of stoked now that she can have a podcast. She can say anything she wants without being censored.
It's kind of a backward, wake yourself up, bitch slap. She's in a position to actually work it like that.
Right.
And it's like, even if you get a negative feedback on it, it's like, it brings it back to light. Like, that shit really did happen. Even if. Her approach was absolutely fucking wrong.
As a comedian, whatever you say in light of moments like that, though, you're going to get people to support both sides.
Yeah, and because you're going to get attention.
Gilbert Godfrey, when he did that joke, was it about, God, what's that comedian's name?
Oh, about the
Greg.
I don't know.
Giraldo.
Greg Giraldo, and he said that. And he said it, and it was really controversial, but also there were comedians that, you know, said, hey, you know, that's how some people deal with stuff.
He also lost his job over joking about the tsunami too soon from Geico. He was the Geico Aflac.
How about Lance Armstrong got dropped like a bag of fucking bricks, dude, after he said, blood doped, and they're like, dope!
That's because he didn't have the balls to stand
up
for himself.
Once it came out
but he has a really fucking hardcore winning ball.
Once it came out, though, that everybody in the sport was doping, everybody fucking congregated and supported Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
And you, said, we're still going to support your charity and buy your bracelets even when
here's
you step
the, down. Here's the backstory kind of deal supporters. On that, too. And I'm a little bit of a cyclist, but I don't know all the ins and outs of such a thing like the Tour de France, okay? But
they go through France.
I know, but they have a team.
And it's a tour.
Now,
so
listen,
they
have a team, and the team decides who's the winner's going to be on their team. And so
there's
okay,
a team. It's like NASCAR.
It's kind of like roller derby or something. You got people that block and everything. And this is our guy that's going to score at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Do you go to the local roller derby matches?
I have a couple times.
Right on.
What for you? What the heck's their name? You remember what their name is? Locals?
The Derby Dames,
Sick
man.
Town Derby. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I like their little logo and stuff, too.
I like watching them.
Good times.
I like watching them.
I like watching them, too.
There's a lot of people go to those, man. I was surprised when I first went, and you know, because it's kind of spendy. It's like $13. That's a lot for entertainment.
It's
ticket.
The beers. The beers are expensive, too.
Yeah.
You know what?
You know,
beers are
like
expensive anywhere.
800,000 people in there.
It's like the stadium, dude, right? It's like maybe the higher elevation you are, the more expensive the beer is. Because like at the stadium, it's like $9 a piece. Anyway, and if you're like in an airplane, as soon as you get to 10,000 feet, the beers are all of a sudden $6.
Dude, have you ever been to a game in Denver? Fucking ridiculous.
But the higher up you go, actually.
I know, right?
What? The higher up you couldn't go, actually, they just don't sell beer.
They just fucking throw them.
You
got
to walk down 2 flights to get an expensive beer.
That's right.
There's some guys up there with some contraband beers. Fuck it, I ain't going
up
there.
We went to our last Raider game that we went to. You know, they got the stadium, and then on one end, on one end, they got that bleacher pretty much on the one side, right?
With the oxygen mask dropped down for the fans.
We were three rows from the top of that, and we left at the beginning of halftime, Pat and I, down to that's like fourth floor. We walked down to the second floor, which goes like this, down ramps. You know, it's not straight down. We went down, bought a hot dog for like $4 for like a 7-Eleven big bite.
Uh-huh. No shit, it's $9 beer, dude.
And then bought a beer and just hung out and smoked a quick cigarette. And then we were still down there, and it was already... After halftime was third quarter was already starting. By the time we got up, third quarter it was almost done.
Damn it!
What the fuck?
That's why I don't go to sporting events other than the fact that sportsaredumb.com.
It's a surreal experience, though. If you like surreal experiences of being surrounded by a huge stadium,
when I want a surreal experience, I watch The Surreal Life, old episodes with Vince Neil
and CeCe DeVille.
Celebrity birthdays. I've been drinking and eating candy. I can't play my guitar very well. But we're going to do celebrity birthdays. All right.
No, right, celebrity birthday.
So we were talking about this guy on Monday. Sidekick.
Hi-o!
Ed McMahon.
He's dead. But if he was
alive. If he was alive, let's
see. How old do you think he'd be? It's his birthday today.
We talked about this the other day. When did Leno take over?
Ooh. 10 years ago.
No,
do the math.
1995.
It wasn't 20 fucking years ago,
yeah,
dude.
It was.
No
it
way.
It was probably 93.
I'm telling you, it
and
wasn't 20 years ago. No
Ed
way.
Ed McMahon was 72 there. He'd be 92.
Remember when Pat Sajak was having a go at it and he got axed?
And Alan Thicke. Oh, wait,
the hell is that?
The guy
and
from
Magic
Growing
Johnson.
Pains. Growing
Magic
Pains.
Johnson had the AIDS,
the late night
show. Remember that?
The dad from Growing Pains had the Thick of the Night with Arsenio Hall as his
in the Thick of the Night.
Yes.
By the full moon light.
Ed McMahon would have been 90 today. And here's one of our favorite artists. David Gilmour's birthday today.
Oh.
I guess he's the same age as my dad.
69.
Yeah. Nice job. He's 69.
You just mentioned something just a second ago, and I maybe was going to make a note, but I forgot what it was.
Also, producer and director of the Spinal Tap movie is a birthday today.
Michael McKean.
No, he was in it.
Is that Lenny?
You know, Meatball from All in the Family.
Nope, I don't know. That
Rob Reiner.
Rob Reiner.
He eats butter. He's 66 today. Tom Arnold's birthday. Lots of celebrity birthdays. How old do you think Tom Arnold is? He married Roseanne in the 90s.
Arnold, he was that was Roseanne.
Can
was
I
like
guess?
90.
Yeah. You're all supposed to guess. I've just been cutting you off.
Tom Arnold
he
is
likes to do collect
53.
No, I'm going to go.
He does collective reasoning.
I'm going to go 63.
All right. We have a winner in the fact of he was closest. It's 54. Jerry was closest. He's 54, not 53. But also today. Not
but
to be
underbid confused. Is always better.
Oh, yeah, because he made
because you
feel...
get to go up on a stage and spin a wheel, and the other person has to go sit down.
Yeah, and Tom Arnold feels
but
better
you
about himself.
You have to do it in the order of how much money you won in the beginning game.
Really?
Yeah. The highest prize always goes last.
Also, birthday today, not to be confused with the real Madonna, but Madonna Wayne Gacy is 49 today.
Is that John Wayne Gacy's wife?
That's the guitarist formerly with Marilyn Manson, so I think it's a fake name. Also has his own video show, stealing material from shows like Tosh.0 and Ridiculousness, Shaquille O'Neal.
He's not stealing material. He's not saying the same jokes as he.
No, he's stealing videos from the internet that they've already posted on the other shows.
He's just doing his version with his FEMA writers.
Do you think he's
we could
really,
do the same thing with our
really
FEMA writers?
Is he collaborating the whole thing, or is he just showing up?
He's just shacking up.
No, I think he's watching the videos with his friends, and they probably have somebody writing down their little quips and organizing it for him and then teleprompting it to him.
Shaq has an album or two, don't he?
So if you had to guess.
Well, so does Steven Seagal.
How old?
He does.
No shit.
Yeah. You
is it a two-word title like all his movies?
Dude, he's holding a guitar in it.
How old do you think Shaq is today?
Shaq.
Oh, he's only 41.
Hey, he's 42.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner on the Dustin Gatchel.
41?
He's 41 years old.
Fuck! Good job.
Yeah, yes. He retired
good
at like 38.
Yeah, good job. And then we got two friends of mine. One, a comedian from Portland, Tim Hammer.
Oh, let me guess.
No relation to MC Hammer.
When did he start comedy?
When was he born?
Here, I'll give you his best joke that I like. He said for his birthday one year, his parents got an MC Hammer touch lamp.
Oh.
But he could never turn it on. And I never made the connection name is...
Are you shitting me, dude?
Tim Hammer.
Did he have to explain it to you? He broke it down?
He also
he
had
broke it down.
Say 35.
Oh, he's a youngster. He's 25, but he also
he
has a good...
You can't be making MC Hammer jokes like that.
He also had a good gun joke that said, you know when someone comes at you and they're saying like, I've got a gun and I know how to use it. He's like, I'd be way more scared if they came out and said, I have a gun and I have no idea what I'm doing right now. So happy birthday, Tim Hammer. And Eric Mullis, a friend of our sponsor. Friend of our sponsor from Pizza
Mullis.
Now. This is Eric Mullis, lead singer of Bloodlust.
Oh, I'm going to guess 41.
33.
Oh, wow. I thought he was... I thought he was of your era. I thought that was the end of
celebrity birthdays and friends that aren't quite celebrities.
All right.
And that's all for my guitar for today. And I think we're probably well over now.
Can we do one more Dustin Gatchel?
Sure. Did you came up with a two-line thing? Like, let me give you an example. You sitting at home and you smoked all your weed. You know you need more, but you... Listen to Creed. I'm gonna
Dustin all over your gacho.
That's right. And you listen to Nickelback and some Godsmack. And Ron gets pissed when you give him some flack. He's gonna
Dustin all over your gacho.
Sorry, Ron, I know you don't listen, but you like Godsmack a little bit.
He does like Godsmack.
He says they're better than Alice in Chains.
I always say whenever Godsmack comes on the radio.
Sold Alice in Chains.
Well,
right?
When Godsmack first came out, I thought it was
called
Alice in Chains.
Smack, and Alice in Chains was all about Smack.
But Alice in Chains had a song called Godsmack.
Yeah, but every Alice in Chains song is about fucking Smack, dude, if you listen to it.
And the harmonies that he used in Godsmack was direct. The same harmonies as Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains only recently achieved legendary status. Is that correct?
Yeah, when they got a black lead singer.
What?
No, I'm saying that, I mean...
You didn't know there's
Hootie?
No.
There was
Rucker, the new singer for Alice in Chains.
Hootie and the Chains.
In the 90s, you know, with the Nirvanas and everything, you know, I mean, there was a lot of hostility towards... Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
Why?
And there was a similar hostility, not quite as hardcore as that, but there was some things of like Alice in Chains, how they had started as a butt rock band and that they had jumped onto the grunge bandwagon.
Well, how many
and
have,
wrote that?
You know?
And there was a lot. I mean, Pantera started out as a butt rock band.
Listen to some of the silliness Korn used to sing, dude.
But
Boyd started out
what
as
I'm
a butt
saying
rock band.
Though is that there was quite there was a
Boyd
big
started off as thrash and then
there
they
was
became
no
grindcore.
Way. You either loved Alice in Chains or you didn't. You had hate for them.
Why?
You know, for
would you not
90s,
like Alice in
say,
Chains for any
and,
reason?
And even in the early 2000s, and until when did he kill himself? It was like
2002. Oh,
yeah, okay. And even after that, I think it took a good 5 or 6 years. Only in
you
the last 5 or 6 years have people said like Alice in Chains. Like they
I
put him up there.
Awesome.
In that status
that
of,
sound and everything. But
for sure.
but then you in retrospect you go back and listen to them albums,
mm-hmm.
and it's like he's saying he's gonna kill himself with this drug over and over and over. Yeah. That's what every song is. Give me some more. I got problems. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm on an OD. Blah blah blah. And it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, but I mean, you look beyond the lyrics, though, of the musical of, like, Jerry Cantrell.
I don't.
You don't?
No, I'm just kidding.
Are you not a fan of Jerry Cantrell? What
no,
do you think
I
of,
it.
Like, his stuff?
I like the
even
new
the
stuff.
Solo stuff.
I only heard the one song.
Heaven and Hell?
No. No,
the
Jerry,
Heaven Beside You.
That's Alice in Chains.
Oh.
Yeah. The one song he had was I Cut You In. And it had like a horn section and it was weird, but it sounded kind of Alice in Chainsy. But no, I dig their new stuff. I dig their last album and I've heard the new single off the new album. It's good.
Remember that heavy metal band Propane that had horns in it?
Uh-huh.
That was crazy shit. Huh?
Would you put Alice in Chains in alternative heavy metal?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's exactly what it is. Alternative heavy metal.
All right. That's my question.
That's the answer.
I mean, alternative
came
from the 90s.
Speaking of killing yourself,
dude.
Have you ever played Russian roulette, Jerry?
No.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
We're going to do that. Let me do this real quick. We'd like to thank our sponsors. We're going to go get some pizza now, and we're going to go get our tractor fixed at Complete Ag Resolutions. Also, you should go to vfmf.org and check out the Valley Future Musicians Fund, where kids 10 to 17 can win
had a lot
free
of good connections this last week. And
oh,
meeting with
yeah.
people, and a lot of people want to get involved, man. I'm really stoked.
And you can also check that out, sickdaddy.com, where all of the links are there. Also at tagcastpodcast.com. If I'm talking shit, you can correct me later. You could do some shopping at Amazon.com by clicking on the link, and it gives us a little bit of revenue kickback for us.
Uh-huh.
And it also has all of our social media on there, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, all that
kind of stuff.
Tune
in, all that kind of stuff that we're available on.
Stitcher.
Regarding the Sick Daddy, I just started doing an update. There's a menu on there people can go and check out, and maybe a couple pages and stuff. But
whoa,
I'm working on it.
Also, check out terryguile.com for my upcoming comedy dates.
Yeah.
Got a lot of shit coming up.
I'm going to throw out a plug for Habitat Humanity because that's where cats go.
Yeah, plus I'm doing a benefit at the end of the month for the 18th annual comedy laugh-off
all
in
right.
Eugene.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Get that gun warmed up.
There's no obligation. But what do you think about that bit I sent you? Are you thinking about using any of it?
The Sulu bit?
Yeah, the
what the fuck was that?
What the hell's going on around here?
I would, but I don't know a lot about Sulu.
Who's
well, I mean,
first,
you know,
man?
Just work with the bit or whatever.
Yeah, I'll try to work with it. I try to keep my bits to stuff that I would normally do myself. And
for
I'm
sure,
not a big
sure.
fan of Star Trek or George Takei, and I wasn't familiar with
it. Just flowed with the
thing.
Bit, though, I thought. Like
exactly.
It was just a bit that I threw out there.
Yeah.
No obligation. I had fun writing it.
I might
you
work
know,
with it.
And,
are you familiar with Sulu from Star Trek?
I just thought,
I
know
he's very gay.
Well, the whole bit was about how everybody shares his pictures on Facebook when everybody's already liked his page. So what the fuck does sharing his fucking pictures do for you?
No,
you know,
shit.
You already saw it earlier in the morning. Why are you sharing a picture with me?
So your friends might go like his page too.
I don't know.
He's got 3.5 million followers. That's more than Tom from MySpace has on Facebook.
Whoa. You know, if you look at my Facebook page, you know I like William Shatner.
You know, if you go to Tom's Facebook page from MySpace, remember Tom?
I didn't know he had one.
Yeah, it was probably the same picture.
Tom,
people probably giving him shit. Remember Tom from MySpace?
Yeah, he was the dude that invented it.
Yeah, and then as soon as you got onto MySpace,
you
defriended
him.
Friend.
and then you unfriended him.
And there's like Satanic Tom, like friend or MySpace pages where you'd have like horns.
Satan Tom.
All right,
we're going to wrap this up, you guys. Thanks for listening on a hump day.
Well, wait a minute. We're going to play
gonna,
a little game. Yeah.
We're going to play some Russian
roulette. So should we do this? We haven't done this with a guest yet. Dude,
I think since I died on Monday that I should probably get to go last again.
All right.
And we should make our guest bite the bullet and go first.
All right.
I'll go first.
I'm going to pass the gun over to you. You can spin the barrel if you want.
It's been spun. Okay. You can spin it twice if you want. Okay. Oh, man.
Thank you.
You're lucky. All right, Dustin, you're going next. And it's kind of like Kenny on South Park. We die, but we come back. So,
All right,
he spun it. See you, Dustin.
Ah.
God damn it. So that means I've got four bullets in the gun?
No.
No, it means you can spin it if you want.
Well, there's still... I can spin it, but
and
I...
And then you'll get a one and
there's
six.
There's still one bullet in there. The bullets haven't grown.
Oh, my fucking head is barely healed up from the last time. Here we go. Oh, we're all still alive. Thank the Lord. And thanks for listening, you guys. I actually get to say goodbye this time. So you guys have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Rock on.
Thanks to Jerry Murphy for being here in the studio with us. I think we'll keep him hostage and feed him pizza and he'll come back on Friday.
Yeah.
How's that sound? All right. You guys have a wonderful hump day and get out there and do some humping. Peace out. Knuckles.
Tagcast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
tagcastpodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Pluggy plug plug plug. Hey, Taggots, how you guys doing out there? I got your list of shows of stuff you want to go do, if I can speak correctly. Friday, March 8th at the Baghdad Theater, it's the 4th annual Laughter is the Best Medicine show featuring Ron Lynch, Dana Gould, Trace Beaulieu, I think from Mystery Science Theater 3000, and a bunch more. It's $20 at the door. 21 and over, 6 o'clock, Saturday, March 16th at the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's Wicked Haven, Crimson Guardian, and Bikini. It's a 9 p.m. show, 21 and over. That is free. Also that night, if you're in the Eugene area, go to the Wow Hall for We Have Guns, Tall Boy, 30-pound test, and Audiophobia. Sunday, March 10th at the Ash Street Saloon, it's a down and dirty comedy showcase with your host Patrick Perkins. This month's featuring David Mascaro, Trevor Thorpe, Noriko Ott, Stephanie Pirtle, Dan Weber, Scoot Herring, and Xander Devereaux. That's $5 at the door. It's 21 and over there at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland, 10 p.m. show. Saturday, March 23rd, it's Nile, Ceremonial Casting's World of Lies, and Heathen Shrine at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are available. You can find them online. You're listening here now. You know where to go. Tuesday, March 26th, we got Graves at Sea, a doom band from Arizona, coming up to play with Portland's Aldebaran, as well as Ashborer. That's all at the Ash Street Saloon. It's a Tuesday, March 26th in Portland. March 27th, at the Cosmic Pizza in Eugene, it's Pojama People featuring Ike Willis of the Frank Zappa Band. And I will be lucky enough to sit in with those guys for a few tunes. They will also be working their way up the coast to Portland, Seattle, and I believe Bellingham. So if you're into Zappa, check that out. Thursday, March 28th at the Granary, it's Comedy as Advertised with your host Seth Milstein and his friends, including myself. I'll be doing a set of comedy there. 9 p.m., it's a free show. Friday, March 29th at the Crystal Ballroom, it's Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire. Lucky enough to have VIP passes to that with my good buddy Dave Forsyth, who's coming up from Reno, and we're going to hang out with the dudes, so that'll be fun. You should check it out. I think tickets are almost sold out. Saturday, March 30th, we talked about this before, at the Roseland Theater, Clutch with Orange Goblin. You can find information online on how to get tickets for that. Sunday, March 31st, it's the 18th annual Eugene Laugh-Off at the Actors Cabaret of Eugene. I will be involved with that, trying to be the funniest person of Eugene. Tickets are $20. I know that seems like a lot, but all proceeds go to the Green Hill Humane Society. So it's for a good cause. 18 and over, 7 p.m. Sunday, April 21st, is the third annual Doug Benson 420 show. Always a day late. He's so wasted, he doesn't know what's going on. That's at the Wow Hall in Eugene. For all you old school punk rock fans, No Means No is coming to Portland on April 26th. That's at the Hawthorne Theater. More comedy coming up at a new place, Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene, Sunday, April 28th, for the Bleepin' Funny, which is kind of a PG-13 or a TG-13 show. With Leanne Jashaway, Seth Milstein, myself, and a bunch of others. So if you don't like all poop and penis jokes, come out for that. That's at 8 p.m. at Sam Bond's Garage, 21 and over. That's on Blair Boulevard in Eugene. Here's one I've been waiting for, trying to get my friend Pat to go with me. May 18th, it's Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Beyond Creation, and Cretan at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. Go online to find out tickets for that. Ton of good shows coming up, you guys. Don't just sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Go out and do something. Go to a venue. Go buy a ticket. Go listen to some music. Do something. And then come home and listen to the Tagcast podcast at tagcastpodcast.com. Peace out.